Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Emily McCormick in for Shauna Smith here with Adam Shapiro. Let's get one more check of the markets before we have the closing bell this Thursday, December 23rd. We have the S&P 500 up about 0.7%, the Dow up more than 200 points, and that is the closing bell on the New York Stock Exchange.
With a bit of force, we have a gavel and we end the trading session. We are not trading tomorrow, so let's see how we're going to finish out the week. Dow is going to settle up over 0.5%, up almost 200 points. The S&P 500 will settle up almost 30 points, up a little bit more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq is going to be up a little more than 0.75%, up 131 points. Real quick, when we check some of the action in the Dow, the big winner today was Caterpillar, which was up roughly 2%. Let's get to our panelists and talk about where we go from here. Sam Stovall, CFRA Chief Investment Strategist. Francis Ho, Kraft Technologies, APAC CEO. It's good to have both of you here. Sam, let me start with you. Are we celebrating a little early? I mean, we still have a few days left in 2021. Is there something that could come at us that we're not expecting? And I realize it's a hypothetical, but are we popping the champagne too soon?
Well, I thought that we might have been popping the champagne way too early in the first 10 trading days of December. The market was up 3.2%, only to surrender that exact same amount over the next 10 days. So it seemed as if it was staggering its way through the month and then has decided to hop on and be driven by Santa for the rest of the year. So I still think that there was some upside potential over the last 5 days of next week.
Francis, as we look ahead, of course, next week is going to be that Santa Claus rally period. But looking into the beginning of 2022, do you think equities are going to be able to climb this wall of worry? Because we have concerns over the Omicron variant, a tighter monetary policy coming out of the Fed. And now it looks like the Build Back Better plan from the Biden administration is on pause, at least for now.
Right. I think we have to admit that we are in the mid-cycle of the recovery for the economic recovery. And typical characteristic for the mid-cycle is an upward market, but at the same time, together with the inflated volatility that we are seeing right now. I think there is the three big questions for 2022 for us is the first one is when and how the fast rate hike will come. And second is the will the inflation be normalized? And last one will be, like, will we have an endemic or pandemic? All of these questions are hard to answer for now, but in general, the U.S. economy still look very great. Even though we have the inflated inflation, but still the GDP growth is year over year is 5%, and the yield is still very low. Despite of the accelerating tapering, the strong retail sales and confidence is supporting markets. So we probably see may have a little bit more lingering of Santa Claus rally to the early part of next year as well.
But Francis, we're being, set up by the Fed. I mean, Waller mentioned finishing tapering in March, liftoff and possibly in March. Aren't the markets right now pricing that in? And as an investor, well, they're pricing it in now. What's that going to mean to us as investors as we get into the first quarter of 2022?
Right. The inflation and Omicron, those two things are probably the most important catalyst for the stock market right now. And I think that the catalysts are priced in, not through the price itself, but through the market volatility. I mean, early December, the VIX was touched around 35 level, and that was the highest level ever since the January of 2021. And right now, we are having the 50-day VIX moving average is over 200 days moving average of VIX starting from this December. So there's a market is all-time high and almost all sector went up today. It's great to see just before the Christmas Eve comes. But still, I think that the market will cautiously moving over, but there will be a trace of the implied volatility of the Omicron and variant in the market going forward.
Sam, we just had the S&P 500 closing at a record high today. Where are you still seeing opportunities in this market?
Well, I think we saw basically a lot of the industrials and materials start to do fairly well. So I think investors, because they are expecting equities to post a good return in 2022, the return that we're getting here in 2021 is in the top 20 since World War II. And that implies as much as a 10.5% gain on average for the coming calendar year. So I think that they want to move into those areas of the economy that really have not benefited as much as the growth areas like discretionary and technology. So industrials, materials are expected to do well, along with energy going through a recovery phase.
Sam, there's going to be a lot of Sturm und Drang over the, I can't think of the word right here, making the balance sheet smaller, $9 trillion to something less. But that can't happen overnight. So is this a lot of wasted energy? Is it really going to have an impact as we prepare our strategies for investing in 2022?
Well, I think we're preparing our mindset certainly for the Fed to be less aggressive, taking its foot off the gas first and possibly tapping the brakes in the second half of the year. Investors know that when you do have higher interest rates, that then does result in PE contraction. So right now, if we're thinking about the 10-year yield creeping up to about 2%, then that would imply that we should be looking at a PE ratio of between 18 and 19, not the 21, 22 that we are looking at right now. So I think given enough time, investors will be able to work that into the market.
Francis, as we think about the opportunities next year in stocks, are you seeing any potential for potentially catch up here in terms of emerging markets, other ex-US developing markets for investors to be looking at in 2022?
Absolutely. I think the creative barbell strategy will be needed for 2022. I would like to probably allocate some still big portion into the U.S. equity for the growth stocks. But at the same time, the emerging market could be interesting in value play, like a Nasdaq versus Hong Kong's H-share. The performance of year-to-date so far is a deviation is close to 50%, which is incredibly high. And at the same time, also the searching for the yield out of the bond market will be very common next year. So probably investor might revisit the idea for investing the REITs or some other income generating asset will be more attractive next year.
Sam, you mentioned the economic data that we're all going through. Although we have inflation at highs we haven't seen in some people's lifetimes, almost 40 years, we also have the expectations diminishing that inflation is going to be persistent. So with what the president said yesterday, 90% of shelves are stocked. Have we dodged that bullet?
Well, I think we have. I think certainly the Omicron is a headline event right now, but I think over the longer term, it will not turn out to be a major bottom line event. Certainly, we're going to be living with different variants of this virus for quite some time, but we've come under the assumption that it is less virulent than the Delta strain. And so I think investors and consumers still have that pent-up demand to want to get out there and spend. So we're looking for 4.8% GDP growth next year, 7.5% earnings growth for the S&P 500, and inflation to go from a peak of 6.9% year-on-year in Q1 of 2022 down to 3.1% by the end of 2022.
Francis, what are your expectations in terms of S&P 500 earnings next year? Because many strategists have said we've probably seen the peak growth rates taking place this year. But what is your expectation for the extent of that potential deceleration?
Right. It is very hard question for answer for now, because there is a lot of the variant and the variables are in the market, like Omicron and also other the inflationary pressure will be just coming into the market. So it's hard to tell for now. But the two most important factors that driving market for now is liquidity and the earnings growth of the companies. So I wish those two are still strong in 20 seconds. But if you are seeing the one of the part is getting a little bit more the weaker than this year, then we may see some of the pullback of the market in the probably later part of this next year. If in case the inflation is still stay above the fairly high level in the second part of 2022, there will be some concern back then.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Francis Oh, Kraft Technologies APAC CEO, and Sam Stovall, CFRA Chief Investment Strategist. Thank you both so much.